This is exactly right.
Adulting is hard, but it doesn't have to be impossible. If you want to hear more about ways you can actually live your best life, check out How to Be a Better Human.
Each week, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways you can improve your life.
This season on How to Be a Better Human, learn how thinking about death can actually make your life happier, why it's never too late to make a change, and more.
Find How to Be a Better Human wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess where I am right now?
Where?
I don't know. I'm trying to guess myself.
What is happening?
I'm in the GTA, which I just learned about. Another term. It's called the Greater Toronto Area. Of course, people outside Toronto don't know what people in Toronto are talking about when they say GTA. But it was like used on me the other day. They're just like, you know, I'm in the GTA, you know, like the TMZ. I'm like, what? I don't know what that means.
Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah, it's cute, right?
You're a good tour guide. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Adulting. I'm Michelle Buteau. And please, please welcome my, what do you call me? A co from Go? Jordan's my co from Go. Jordan.
Well, it rhymes with you. My co from Go, Michelle Buteau.
Oh.
You love little brain games like this. So
I
go
do.
Ahead. Do it.
No, I was going to say Jordan, Conchita, Al Roker, Masala, Gonzalez y Gonzalez, Edward Jones, Jordan, Carlos.
And associates.
I just was on the phone with my bank.
Oh, how are they?
There's nothing more embarrassing than your card not working like just anywhere, but mainly the diner, especially when people are like, oh my God, I'm such a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then your card's declined. The money is in there.
The money's up in there. Get it out.
I don't really have cash like that anymore. Do you?
I don't have like gold. I don't know.
Oh
I don't
God,
know. I got enough money.
Is this an awkward question to ask? I'm not trying to borrow money
question.
From you. It's almost like I just asked you something personal. You're like, I don't really talk about it in public like that.
I don't.
What did your dad's wallet look like growing up?
Like a Costanza wallet, like a brick. You know what I'm saying?
Did your dad have handkerchiefs?
My dad did not have handkerchiefs because that's gross. It was a Kleenex situation.
My dad had handkerchiefs. Mm-hmm. And it's not engraved. What's it called when like your initials are on it? Embroidered, yes.
Not embossed? Embroidered. Okay, yeah.
Oh my God, embalmed? What are we doing?
I said embossed.
My dad always had a handkerchief. And he needed it because he has allergies. But yeah, man, that wallet was tick. It was tick.
Because it was the 80s and the 90s and you didn't have like access, like you couldn't just like
check
on your mortgage on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Just like on a screen.
That's right. You had cash in your mattress. Yeah.
Yeah. Cash rules. So I keep two American dollars here in Canada, which is super helpful.
Oh my God.
I flash those $2 and people are like, jump back. A loonie and a toonie.
I used to wear cowboy boots. There was a summer. Y'all, I hope you're sitting and or cat-cowing. Okay, bitch. There was a summer that I did go through like this floral dress cowboy boot phase.
Oh, that's a good phase.
Do you remember me when?
I kind of remember this.
Do you remember me when? This is when Old Navy really came out with the plus size dresses. So I said, oh, I better live my best life.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like a big titty Puerto Rican Drew Barrymore in every movie. Like, oh, so floral. I didn't even like fuck with purses anymore. I just would keep everything in my boot.
What do you mean you keep it in your boot?
I would keep my debit card, my BlackBerry, my cash. It'd just be all up in my socks. Disgusting.
What if you did a cartwheel? You were screwed.
Yeah, because you know me. Oh, cartwheel Buteau over here. Oh, my God. By the way, don't try to do a cartwheel when you're an adult because your ankles do not got that bounce like they used to.
I pulled off a cartwheel.
I knew you were going to say that.
I received no congratulations for it, even though I heard every joint in my spine pop. And I was like, huh? I still got it.
Okay, this is the perfect quote. If anybody wants to know what it's like being friends with the middle child, That quote sums it up motherfucking perfectly. I did a cartwheel. No one congratulated me.
That's why I got to stop doing them, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sad, you know?
It's not sad. You got kids. Find your joy, you know?
Yeah.
I see these parents at the playground like, who's it? And I'm like, not me, bitch. My kids are really cute, but they're always like, Mama, let's play hide and seek. I'm like, have you seen any horror movie? No, not yet. You're four. But I don't want to do that. Okay.
I'm exactly who you're talking about. I know you're speaking in generalities, but speaking specifically to me. But I'm always playing with them. I'm that a-hole parent that like climbs the giant toy with them. And I'm like, still got it.
God.
I'm still agile. I take my omega-3s.
Oh, God.
I admit, I am punchable. While my wife sits down, you know, on a bench, morose, looking up like in a black and white film. I don't want them, at the end of the day, when they're on the therapist's couch, to be like, Dad never played with me, you know?
100. We want to be the change we want to see, right? And that's why I make eye contact with them. I don't like to be on my phone around them. Sometimes I have to be. We're beholden to our phones. It's got everything in there.
It's fun to be wild and free. When I do get back to my phone, I realize maybe I'm not as popular as I thought I was. Not as many notifications as I thought, you know? mostly just Joe Biden asking me for $30 and things like that.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah.
And on that note, while America figures her shit out, please enjoy this episode with, good God, should we call him a comedy godfather? What do we call him?
He's a bit of a comedy godfather, a bit of a comedy jack of all trades.
Yes.
You know, hard to really define this man.
Yes, he's undefinable, which is what I love about him. If there's a box, he's on the side of it making his own box, which I really do appreciate. And him and his wife are just, you know, when you think about these couples who create a community, you know, within a community, that's what they do.
Mm.
You guys, enough.
Please enjoy Scott Aukerman. How was that? Brooklyn, what's good? DJ Darnwell, what's up, man?
Yes! Make some motherfucking noise.
Make some noise.
One more motherfucking time, please. Come on. Okay, Pink Hair, you did that.
How you doing,
hello.
Sir? Good to see you.
Hello. Look, she got a mask on. You must have a nice paying job. Yes. Hi, everybody. Thank you for coming to Adulting. I'm a Chubby Toe. This is Jordan Carlos.
How's it going, y'all? You good? Oh, my gosh.
Can we turn down the house lights a little bit? It's a little bright. I want to see who we're fucking with.
It seems like a nice collection of people. They look like, looks like a bank commercial. Very nice.
Yes. Is it giving Chase? Oh,
nice,
my God.
Demos.
Hi, you guys. These guys were extras in my show, Survival of the Thickest.
Shut
coming
it.
Out on Netflix.
Are you
this
serious?
Summer. Yes, I called her the low-budget Natasha Lyonne because she's got that wave.
A low-budget... Wait, stand up so everybody can see how...
Yes!
What the budget... Yeah, I see it. I see it.
Your true
colors
shining through.
That's a compliment.
Oh, my God. Look at this. You guys look good. Where are you going? You meant to come here? It's your birthday?
Oh.
Bitch, yes. You got a birthday outfit on. Stand up. How old are them titties? Stand up, girl. Show everybody your birthday outfit. Bitch, give me some air. Let's go this bitch's birthday. Turn around,
happy
honey.
Birthday.
Turn around. She's your queen. Oh, my God.
She looks very fetching. Yeah.
That's all you got?
Well, I'm not...
This isn't Bridgerton. She's fetching?
No, she's quite stunning, you know? Like, she's...
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Well, I'm not going to say anything... Come on. I mean, respect. Did you ever buy a birthday gift for your person that went bust?
Yes. I'm really? So glad you asked. What a great follow-up, Steve Harvey. Thank you.
Thank you. Do what I can.
What the fuck? So I had a college boyfriend, and he was a little out of shape, but I wasn't here to body shame. I was just here to help. And...
How are you?
And so I got him like one of those, you know, those little all-in-one workouts you put in your garage, and it's like you could do this and this on it. And so I got it for him, and he was angry. But I was like, I got a little cute workout outfit with him, and I was like, we could just do this together. I got leg warmers. I'm like, come on, let's do it. And he was like, no, this is trash. And he went to go return it and got a DVD player instead.
Yeah. Joke's on him. We don't even use DVDs anymore, okay? Yeah.
I like your haircut, though.
Thank you very much. I tried to get my son to get his hair cut, and this is what happened. I got my hair cut.
He didn't want to get his hair cut, and he's like, you go?
He's very persuasive. He's just like, I don't want to get a haircut. And I was like, you have to get the two lightning bolts that you like. He likes the Patrick Mahomes haircut because my son looks like Patrick Mahomes. He's a football player. And
okay, I was like, who's that? Yeah. A chef?
Okay, yeah.
Did he win British Bake Off? No, I don't know who the fuck that is.
I like to show him, like, you know, light, bright, because he's interracial. So I show him, like, people like Mahomes or, like, yeah. Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you too can be, like, him. You know, and so he has little role models.
Oh, my God.
The Derek Jeters of the world. So anyway... yeah,
Derek Jeters of the world. I can't.
He just pulled a switcheroo and I got the haircut, but it's all good. But we'll get it done. He's just like that. He's like that.
He's like what?
He's just like, he just Jedi mind shit that he does to me where I was like, I'm going to cut your hair. And then by the end, I'm like, what the fuck happened? You know, like,
that's nice.
My hair got cut, but
he's fine. He's growing into his personality.
Yeah. He had a little play date and that went not well. And, Yeah, you think it's going to go great. A play date's going to go great. You got it all worked out.
Why would a play date go... Listen, I love the shit out of my kids. It's a lot of work with them. Now I have to watch your kids? And feed them, and they ask me where the batteries are for this shit? It's broken. Move on. Why are you asking me shit? What do you even mean? This isn't the apple juice I have. Go home, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. Why are we doing this? And especially if they're potty training, the toilet seat. And then, like... Sometimes the parents drop them off. It's just like, are you leaving? They're like, yeah, I'll be right back. I'm like, okay. Sometimes the parents stay, and I'm like, now I gotta feed you too. Like, what the fuck? None of it is good.
So, do you want to do a play date next week with our kids?
No, I don't want to do a play date. No, I actually do like your kids because they have manners, and they're a little older than my kids, and so they get along well.
This kid did not have manners. This kid came over and just the first thing they did was like, you got stairs? Cool. And went up the stairs.
Oh, I will say, a lot of kids that come over that live in apartments, they're like, what's up there? Like, who's up there? Yeah. I'm like, the killer. I hope they're cleaning up. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Stay here. This is what you get. I hate this shit.
Ground floor
oh
only.
Oh my God. When they start getting into the fruit that's not theirs, I'm like, you better put the avocado back, bitch. That is my healthy fat for the fucking week. I really fucking can't.
That's...
I really fucking can't. Go on, this is triggering.
That's the next thing the kid did was... Once they're like, okay, cool, downstairs. And they go into the kitchen. Into the kitchen, right? They've never
for
been there.
What?
I don't know. They just open up my refrigerator. They're just like, what do you got to eat? What do you got to eat? That's what the kid said. Exactly, right? It was insane. Yeah. They ate me out of house and home. I had to, they're like, you got ice cream? I was like, no, we have popsicles. Like, can you go get some ice cream?
What?
So I was like, I guess I'm going to go get ice cream.
No, you did.
Yeah, I did. I guess I filled
Fuck
out,
that.
I didn't know I had filled out a W-2 because I worked for this person.
No.
And so.
There is this thing. It's one of two things, right? And I have dogs now, and that was like a very big game changer for me because then I started meeting like dog people, and either like the things they take care of, the dogs or the kids, right? Either they just have stars in their eyes for them. They're like, oh, aren't they so cute? And it's just like, no, they're literally shitting in this plant right now. Handle it. That's not cute. Or they're also assholes, so therefore the offspring are assholes too. Right. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. This person, this child is a sociopath, guys. And
stop!
No, because the parents are so sweet. They're so nice, they can't say no. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then here's the honey hush.
What's the honey hush?
When the kid had left, there was a giant red stain.
No!
On our couch.
What was it?
On our couch, which...
What is it? Is it a
Sharpie?
Sauce?
It was red Sharpie. Oh. Red Sharpie. I said, where did they get a Sharpie? We don't have Sharpies.
That is a hate crime.
They brought the Sharpie. They brought
oh my God.
The Sharpie. Do you understand? They're the goddamn devil.
Oh my
okay?
God.
The goddamn,
this is like Orange is the New Black, but for toddlers. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
And it just like, it was just bleeding onto the couch. And I thought like someone had suffered a head wound. And it was, I don't know. I didn't know what's happening. So then my wife and I are like convulsing. We're like, the couch, Sharpie.
Oh, that's a wild color to see when you don't know.
Yeah.
That's the wild. It's like, it's when you have beets and you forget.
Yeah. You think you have cancer. You think you have cancer. You're pretty sure you have cancer.
You gotta remember when you eat the beets. Give me a beet!
Fresh beets. No, so she has a conniption. I have a conniption. And my son is the only one left. He's 6 years old. You can't get mad at a six-year-old like, do you understand what it takes to get
Yes, you can.
Well.
Yes, you can.
He doesn't understand.
No,
he doesn't
he does.
No, he doesn't get it. He does not get it.
Yes, he does. These like, kids watch enough cartoons and shit where it's just like, bad person, good person. That's a bad person. Pick another one that's good.
Right. But we don't teach good and bad people in our house.
Well, then you're going to get fucking stains on your couch. You ready for more show?
No! Yes.
Oh, God.
I know, it's sad.
Yeah, it's y'all need to do like more edibles. You guys, I'm very excited about the show. We have a lot of amazing talent here for you tonight, and I just can't fucking wait. Plus, my kids are at home. Bye!
Yeah. Okay, so our first guest tonight, hilarious.
Yes.
You might know him from the show Comedy Bang Bang.
What?
Comedy legend he is. Please give it up for Scott Aukerman! Yes.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Scott.
Quick on his feet. What in the Dancing with the Stars is going on?
I love that you're making such a meal of your intro. It's beautiful.
Hello.
There's a lot of love in this room. I like to call our audience a bra. They just uplift and support. So many questions. Where are you from? Why are you from there?
Where? Why? How? When?
Yes.
I'm from California.
Yes.
I grew up in the shadow of Disneyland.
Oh.
Where I worked for a little bit.
As what?
What?
I was several characters. I was Goofy.
I was not ready for the Goofy.
I was the tall characters.
Okay.
So there were I believe four different height costumes. So
Pluto?
So I was never Pluto because that was one below me. Pluto is a little bit shorter.
Pluto just gives tall energy.
Yeah,
he has real... I wouldn't have known. Up close?
He has real BDE, big dog energy.
He sure does.
All right, so...
Captain Hook, Brer Bear. Oh.
Brer Bear.
Yes. All of the racists.
That aged well.
Yeah.
How hot was it up in that costume?
This was the 80s, so...
It was hot.
No, I say that like that means something. You know how hot the 80s were. No, it was... I hear that it's actually much better now that they have air conditioning in the suits. Exactly,
yeah.
But
yeah.
They did not back then, so... And I worked during the summer... And it was really tough. You were only supposed to be out in the park for... They had kind of like a 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off.
That's it?
Occasionally, it would get up to a half hour. So it would be like a half hour on, half hour off. And then every once in a while, there were these things that you had to do they called walkabouts, which was you would enter the park on like Main Street and then walk through the park and go backstage at like New Orleans Square. And you were only supposed to take a half hour doing it. And then one day in the middle of the summer, I got lost for 2.5 hours.
No!
In the park. And just wandering around the park, like waving at kids and like, where am I? Trying to find a backstage.
It sounds like a nightmare.
It was a nightmare. And then, you know, at one point I'm like taking pictures with kids and someone just gently took my hand and said, there you are, Brer Bear. We've been looking for you.
I just love that.
Gently led me backstage.
Oh, no. Did you cry? Were you crying under that mask?
I was. It was... One time, though, when I was Captain Hook, we all...
I had these... If I had a dollar every time, first of all.
I had these gloves that were... No, I was the Big Bad Wolf. That's right. I had gloves that were only four fingers.
Right.
Okay. A thumb and three fingers.
Right, because you're a cartoon.
Yeah. And so I... And kids were just assholes.
They still are.
Are they really? They haven't changed.
No.
Well, yeah, some. Yeah. We were just talking about how there was a kid at my house that destroyed a $4,000 catch.
Yeah.
Wow. I want to go home now.
is that a lot of money to you?
Well, yes. Yes.
Meow, Kitty likes to scratch.
Does. What?
Just do a guest spot on a sitcom like 1 week.
You're right.
Do it. Go.
You're right. This coming from Brer Bear, we still haven't.
I made $4.25 an hour.
Ooh, yeah. Now we're bragging. Listen.
But I had four fingers and I was able to figure out that I could flip kids off and it would just look like I was pointing at them. But one kid I really wanted to know, he could figure out. He goes, I see what you're doing right now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, I went to Disneyland and Disney World, I think, two times in my childhood. And I cried and asked my mom to leave because it felt like everybody was unhappy. It's sort of like when you go to SNL. You're like, it's supposed to be happy, but everyone is either coked out or afraid they might get fired. That's the vibe. Bitches. That's the vibe. And I was like, you know, I didn't have the vocabulary. I was like 6 or 7, but I'm like Pluto's getting beat up.
We were coked out. Yeah, this was the 80s.
That's why it was so hot. Because of the cocaine. What was it like? Are there tunnels that connect you to different parts of the park? Things like that?
Oh my God.
No, there are not. Although I did get to see several of the secret kind of places, like the underground basketball court. That's like underneath the Matterhorn.
What is that? Like, what's... I mean,
I thought you were asking me what a basketball court was.
Yeah, I mean, why was that put there? That's amazing.
I just like employees shooting, you know, threes from downtown.
Wait, when you applied for the job, were you like, oh, I hope I get it? Were you like nervous? Well,
you have to audition. It was a 3-day audition process. So...
This is SNL. Okay.
Yeah. It was so I had to do a choreographed dance. I had to do.
Do you remember it?
No.
Do we want to see him do the choreographed dance?
So we got music.
Do you remember
a little
bit of it? Give this man a job. Wow. That was like the final scene of Flashdance.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, usually people would be throwing dollar bills, but everyone's got Bitcoin, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
3 days?
That's too many days.
3 days, yeah. And you were auditioning to either be a character or to be in the parade, and everyone wanted to be in the parade.
Sure.
And there was a real class distinction between... people in the parade looked down on us... so much because we either weren't good looking enough or in my case wasn't a good enough dancer to be, you know, in the actual parade. But
did you was it?
No, that was given parade dance.
Yeah.
For sure.
Thank you. See you. I wish you were the auditioner.
Me too.
Do you ever go back and like, have you ever gone back to Disneyland and been like, God, like, does it haunt you sometimes? Like,
no, I actually love it there, weirdly enough.
That's good.
I loved like getting to see all the little weird stuff backstage and just, because I grew up next to it and I would go every year and, you know, bug my parents to go. So it was really cool for me to, as terrible as the job was and absolutely the worst job I've ever had, it was, I have fond memories of it.
Right. Oh, that's so nice. What about people who are obsessed with it, like it's their nationality and get tattoos?
Oh, they're fucking weird.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to talk shit about Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, but I'm just like, really? That's where you want to go and renew your vows? I'm sorry. Are you friends with Mariah Carey? I'm just checking. We're at a warehouse in Brooklyn with one working bar, and you guys are going to come for me? Because Mariah Carey renewed her vows multiple times at Disneyland?
Are your babies with Nick Cannon? I'm worried mine is.
Do I have babies? No. I've never seen him in, like, I haven't seen him in a while, so no. Yeah. But if I hugged him, I'd probably be able to, like, but no.
I think that's how it happens.
You know, this is an interesting topic.
Nick Cannon and babies?
Well, no, I mean, what is that about? Like, are we...
Oh.
Like, yeah. You know that song, I See Your Face in Every Flower? You know that's that old song?
Yeah, I see your face
like,
in
every
flower.
Like, do men just want to see their face? Even like DMX, yes. I'm just like, what is it? You know you're fertile. These women know you're fertile. Like, why are we doing this? That's
like, my theory is that fucking feels good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's as far as I've gotten.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yes.
Fair. I wanted to ask, you're a dad now?
Yes, I just had a baby.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I had a Nepo baby.
You had a Nepo baby?
Yeah.
Yep. A little bang bang.
Yeah, exactly. A podcast Nepo baby. Podcast royalty.
I love it. And we were talking about, like, backstage about infertility and stuff. Are you cool to share?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
So we both had our children via surrogate, which is amazing because I do find these women to be, like, walking angels on earth. The minute you get married or even find someone you like, as we learned from the most recent Love is Blind reunion, people want to know...
I didn't
stutter, but okay. People want to know when you're going to have the baby. And like, thank God I do stand up because I'm just like, when you pay for it, move on, bitch. You know? So like, I can think of something, but a lot of people can't. And so when you are struggling to have a child and people ask you all the time, it's like, did you guys figure out how to have that conversation or what to say to people?
Weirdly, in California, no one ever asks that, I think. Everything in California is just more like, what are you working on now? You know, like that's the only conversation you really have. So, but we were my wife especially was relatively honest about what was going on over the years, you know? So, I don't know, but it is one of those weird questions people don't quite know how to approach, you know, of like what actually is happening, because we were talking about it backstage. There's so much drama leading up to it.
Yeah.
So we just kind of kept everything private until the week she was here. And then we were like, we had a baby, everyone. Surprise. Yeah. But
Same. Yeah. Because you're still processing your shit. So you don't know how to fully talk about it. And so I did pick like a handful of friends, like Jordan and his wife, you know, people who understood what a struggle was like, especially the struggle I was going through. And then people who just really loved me and had my back, because what I didn't realize is that some friends and family members like to see me struggle.
Interesting.
They thought like
Not anymore. I don't like it anymore. I don't like it anymore. I lost my appetite
for it.
No, they
were like, why is she so happy? Yeah. Why is she working so hard? Why do I see her face everywhere? So they like actually enjoyed that. And I have seen it and heard of it, but never actually experienced it. And I was like, oh, thank you for telling me that I don't ever have to fucking call you anymore. Yeah. When you really find out who your people are when something good has happened to you, it's really hard to describe. But what was it like finally bringing baby home after years and years?
I mean, there was so much, like I say, drama leading up to it, of so much, like, you know, heartbreak for 10 years, you know, that it was, which was another reason why we never wanted to mention it before it actually like came true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but it was, I mean, I felt a little bit removed from it because I was not allowed in the delivery room because...
Same with my husband.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I'm not allowed to be around children within 50 yards. So.
They saw the Pluto tape. Yeah, it was a very interesting experience for both of us because it always felt like I had to knock on the door and say, am I allowed in? Even though they're my children.
Right.
But I also respected her privacy greatly because this is also her body. And so it really has shaped me as a mom, where my children, even though they're four, I'm like, this is your body. If you don't feel comfortable with me hugging you right now, it's fine. Like, we have to choose what's right for you. And it also made me feel like everybody that I love really is a village. Whether it's friends that I know or just somebody nice on an airplane, I'm like, y'all are part of the village. Come help a bitch out.
Thank you. Thank you for gesturing to me when you said friends you know. By the way, I felt included. I appreciate that.
I'm sorry.
No, you did.
I didn't mean to.
That makes more sense. That makes more sense.
Hi.
Got it.
That's what's that noise?
Toast is ready. I have no idea. Somebody's making
ice machine
pina coladas.
Are you serious? Is the ice machine mic'd?
They just put a lob on it.
Okay.
That's a very aggressive
ice machine.
We got
some questions from the audience. They like to ask us stuff.
All right.
And we like to answer it.
Where's the best place to buy sex toys?
Parentheses, oh my God.
In store. Okay, so that's the question.
What?
Babeland, you think Babeland?
Yeah.
I think CVS. I feel like CVS has got all the products you could possibly... The problem is they keep them locked up, you know what I'm saying? With all the deodorant.
Technically, anything can be a sex toy if you insert it the right way.
I mean...
That's amazing.
For who?
Yeah. Yeah. Babes in Toyland is probably the best,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I would say, yeah. I don't... You know what? This is going to sound bougie as fuck, but I get my sex toys for free because I rate them.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. So good luck. All right, Scott, what's the question you got?
Suggestions, phrases other than walking away for white coworkers who won't mind their business.
Scott, go ahead.
I didn't see the...
Scott, take it. How do you deal with the whites, Scott?
I just handed Scott that question, but I honestly didn't read it.
Well, maybe you could try some out on me and see if I get offended.
Okay.
What the fuck?
What do I say?
Be careful.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I'm not into... I'm not into Jack Johnson like that. I'm not into...
I don't care about banana pancakes.
Yeah. I've never been to Ojai. Is that good? Yeah.
Wait, what's the question? I'm so sorry. I was shocked and then I forgot. What was the question?
It was like, how do you...
Just how do you deal with a white coworker who won't mind their business?
Ooh. Which what you don't say is like, hey, white...
You know what? Here's something if you want. TMI that shit. It's sort of like when a woman calls to say she got her period, she got cramps. No one's going to follow up with that shit. You know what I mean? Even if she just wants a day off or something. So if your white coworker like really wants to know, let them.
Is there an equivalent of, I have menstrual cramps for like we're talking about stuff that we don't want to include you in? In other words, like a code that you could say, like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm in my 40s, so right now I'm just like, this ain't for you. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't your time. I'll call you when it's your time. Straight up. It's not for you. You can go. But with a smile. Yeah. Thank you. But I didn't know that, like, in my 30s. I'm just like, And I'm like, why am I aging myself? Well, I'm like trying to make them feel comfortable. So I'm just like, I need a moment, you know? That's all.
Yeah.
Who wrote this question? How old are you?
They're not going to say. They're not going to say.
Because they're here with the white coworker. Just follow them here.
Stop asking me what I'm doing.
What are you going to
Sunday
tonight?
Night. Okay, last questions. I have feelings for my friend, and we recently started sleeping together. Somebody goes, juicy. We don't know.
People are reacting tonight. People are like, ooh,
okay.
Oh my God.
It does one yoga class. Okay. Yeah.
Teaches it. Now go ahead. Yeah.
He told me it's never going to be more than something casual.
Hell yeah.
The emotions. Yeah. Rising
that's a way
and
to do it.
I still keep sleeping with him, even though...
Hell yeah.
Even though my feelings were hurt.
It's so easy to say that. It's so easy to say that.
Panties on. Ooh, that's a deep cut, bitch. Yeah. Thank you for having that? Basic cable. I love that shit. That's VH1. Listen.
How's...
It is very hard, especially like when you're dickmatized, because if he can make you come in a certain way, you're just like... I don't know if that's a laugh or you have an asthma attack like right that. Now. I got some Claritin in my purse.
When you get digmatized, does he have to wave it in front of your face back and forth?
He doesn't wave it there, but metronome. Truly, when it sucks when you sit and spin on something and you're like, we are so connected here, but why are we not connected there, right? What I will say is, you know, and I'm really bad at examples, so give me a fucking minute. When you eat something and it's delicious and the serotonin's like, oh my God. And then you go to the doctor and he's like, your cholesterol, you're like, okay, it's not good for me. It's telling me it's not good for me, but it feels good. It tastes good. That's my terrible example of being dickmatized. So in the long run, you're doing yourself a disservice, okay? Because you could be having really good sex with someone who's not going to hurt your feelings and y'all keep it casual all the way. If you have the feelings and you're fucking him, that's crazy because you're the one getting poked.
But sometimes it does feel good to dip something in blue ranch. You know what I'm saying? Like, or blue cheese sauce.
Oh my God. One more question and we got to move on.
I like your idea though, a blue ranch. Like a combination of the two.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious. Sorry.
Oh my God. Any tips on balancing a demanding job and a relationship? Angie, your favorite publicist. Jesus Christ. I turned my... Last time, Angie, where the fuck are you? Okay. Last time Angie was here, her phone went off and I was like, your phone went off at like 9 p.m. Do you have to take your birth control? And she's like, yes. So you want to balance work and a relationship?
She's asking, how do you balance work and family?
Like the way you are at your job, be that with your relationship, period. Plan, overplan, check in. How we doing? How's my performance? This is what you could do. This is what I feel like we could do together. That's how you fucking move on. That's just me, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it all right there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it seems like you have a career.
She's a big-time publicist.
Big-time publicist. I mean, sometimes people say it's not balance, it's choice. So, like, you have to choose sometimes. It can't be equal. And, you know, when you make that choice, have confidence in the choice. And say that what you chose was worth it. Ooh, people are just,
Yeah.
I was heavy.
What say
it was heavy.
You?
I think choose that job. A job is so much better than a family. Like the family, it's like anyone can have one of those. But you have an amazing job as a publicist. You're amazing. Choose that.
Scott's, all right, you heard
Scott's
it here
right.
First, everybody. Give it up for Scott.
Scott,
thanks, everyone.
Wow.
You know what? I just took my kids to like a Paw Patrol live show and I was looking at the dancers who like had to pretend to be dogs and pretend to like it. And I was like, I feel for you. Like a Chaka Khan song. I think I love you.
I feel for you.
For Scott just to like go in on what the experience is like in a costume in the 80s with no AC, making people happy, but still the love, you know, the beaming joy he has for the Disney Institution is infectious, right? And so I'm like, okay, there is hope for everybody that has to like tap dance as a dog in a very hot costume. And you know what? He is the first guest that we forgot to ask the question, what's the most adult thing that you want to do for yourself that you haven't? But I feel like, goddamn, he's done it. You know what I mean?
He's doing all the things. And, you know, sometimes that question can really stump people because they're like, damn, aren't I doing enough? You know?
I know. I know.
So I feel like that question would be asked and answered by all the things that he relayed he was doing already.
Yeah.
I was also interested in the fact that he's actually from California and in show business, because sometimes that like repels people and they're like, I want to get as far away from that as humanly possible. But he just completely embraced it.
I love that too. I mean, God, I'm just thinking about everybody from California now. My mind goes, Jordan. It goes.
Who are you seeing? Tell me whose face you see when you think of California.
Well, I'm also thinking about New York and people like in Broadway shows. The people that do like the thankless jobs.
The people in the chorus.
Yes.
The tech.
Yes.
Folk. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Night after night, giving it to you. The people in the pit, playing the music.
Making a star. Yeah, absolutely.
What
making
a good time to end this episode.
The Great White Way. No, wait.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope we didn't laugh too much. I hope you enjoyed the air horns and learned a little something about yourself. I don't know your journey, bitch.
This has been an Exactly Right production.
Our senior producer is Jiha Lee.
Our associate producer is Alex Chi.
This episode was mixed by John Bradley.
Our guest booker is Patrick Kottner.
Additional production support from Hannah Kyle Crichton.
Theme song and live show DJing is by Don Will.
Our live show producer is Marianne Ways.
Artwork by Jamie Bechtel.
Photography by Gijs Vandermost.
Executive produced by Karen Kilgara, Georgia Hardstark, and Danielle Kramer.
Follow the show on Instagram at AdultingThePod.
Email your questions to adultingquestions@gmail.com. Follow Adulting with Michelle Buteau and Jordan Carlos on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, rate and review the show and visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase adulting merch.